WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. Your daily dose of wisdom and motivation for conquering life's challenges with a cool head and a fire in your belly. I'm Logan Cruz, your guide through this wild ride called existence. And let me tell you, today's episode is going to hit the nail on the head if you're struggling with that old nemesis. Procrastination. Ever feel like tomorrow it is your best friend, but then tomorrow turns into a whole week of feeling guilty and overwhelmed? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We're going to turn that around today. Because let's be real, motivation isn't some magical fairy dust you sprinkle on yourself when you feel like it. It's a muscle you build through consistent action and the right mindset. And trust me, this stuff works because I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt which is probably buried under a pile of laundry, by the way. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become the unstoppable force you were meant to be. Number 1. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops, just not realistic. Instead of saying, I'm going to write a whole novel today, break it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Maybe just focus on writing 500 words, or even just one page. You'd be surprised how much momentum you gain when you start with small wins. It's like eating an elephant one bite at a time, right? Number 2. Embrace the power of just start. This is huge. Often, procrastination stems from fear of failure or feeling overwhelmed by the task at hand. The key is to just get started. Tell yourself you're only going to work on it for 5 minutes. 9 times out of 10, once you get those wheels turning, you'll find yourself wanting to keep going. Number 3. Create a supportive environment. This means decluttering your workspace. A messy desk equals a messy mind, silencing those pesky notifications, and maybe even putting on some epic music that gets you pumped up. Think of it like crafting the perfect playlist for your inner superhero, because let's face it, you are a superhero. Number 4. Find your why. What's the ultimate reason behind this task? Why is it important to you? Connect with that deeper purpose and let it fuel your motivation. Whether it's finishing that project because it aligns with your passion, or tackling those chores because a clean space leads to a clear mind, understanding your why can make all the difference. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finish that chapter? Awesome. Did you finally take out the trash? You're killing it. Give yourself credit for each step forward, because those little victories set up to major achievements over time. Remember, progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs, but keep celebrating those wins and you'll build unstoppable momentum. Let me tell you a story that hits close to home. Last month, I had this huge project deadline looming, a new podcast episode series on mindfulness, which we totally need more of in the world. Am I right? I was staring at my laptop screen like it had personally offended me, paralyzed by the sheer amount of work involved. Sound familiar? But then, I remembered these 5 tips we just talked about. So, I broke down the project into smaller tasks, set a timer for 30 minutes, and just started writing. I turned off my notifications, cranked up some upbeat music, and suddenly, I was in the zone. Before I knew it, I had written half of the script. The point is, we all get stuck sometimes. But by implementing these strategies, embracing small wins, getting started, finding our why, and celebrating progress, we can overcome procrastination and stay motivated long term. Remember, you've got this. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools to conquer procrastination and ignite your inner motivation machine. Now, go out there and rock those goals like the awesome human you are. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little nudge in the right direction. Until next time, keep calm, stay confident, and always keep striving for that epic life you deserve.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.